Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the name of Allah, the most gracious, the ever merciful. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, all praise is due to Allah, Lord, creator and sustainer of all things. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafi anbiya'illahi. May Allah raise the rank of and grant peace to the most noble of all prophets of Allah, Nabiyyina Muhammadin, our Prophet Muhammad. وعلى آله الأبرار وأصحابه الطيبين الأطهار. And may Allah as well raise the rank of and grant peace to His pure and upright family and companions. أما بعد, as for what follows, then on this evening preceding the fifth day of the month of Rabi' al-Awwal in the year 1438, we come together here at Al-Masjid Al-Awwal in the city of Pittsburgh with our brothers via Telelink in the state of Florida through the Tarbiyah Initiative of South Florida. Wafaqahum Allah, may Allah Ta'ala grant them success. We return to our weekly study of Al-Usul Al-Thalatha, the three principles, by Shaykh Al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah Ta'ala. And we have been reading from the explanation of the virtuous scholar of our era, Al-Allama Muhammad ibn Salih Al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala. And we've reached page 90 of that printed and widely available explanation, that which is on the board with us here at the masjid and that which is available to you through the printed copies of the book. The middle of the page, page 90, the Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih Al-Uthaymeen begins to explain the second pillar from the pillars of Iman, or the second central focus of the faith of the Muslims, and that is the belief in the angels. After having discussed what it means to believe in Allah through four matters: to believe in Allah's existence, to believe in Allah's lordship, to believe in Allah's soul right to worship, and to believe in Allah's names and attributes, we now enter the discussion of what it means to believe in angels. Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih Al-Uthaymeen, may Allah have mercy on him, stated, Al-Malaika, angels, the word Malaika, angels refers to Alamun Ghaybi, a kind of creation that is from the realm of the unseen, meaning as it relates to human beings. Makhruqun, they are created beings. They are not divine. They are not part of Allah or from Allah's being or anything like that. They are makhluqun. They are created beings. Abiduna lillahi ta'ala. They are entities that worship Allah the Most High. Wa laysa lahum min khasa'isir rububiyyati wal uluhiyyati shay'un. And they possess nothing of the specific rights of rububiyyah, of lordship. They have nothing to do with the affair of the governance of the creation, meaning they have no choice and they have no say in those matters, nor do they have any share in the uluhiyyah, the right of Allah to be worshipped. They do not deserve worship because of their status in any way whatsoever. خَلَقَهُمْ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى مِنْ نُورٍ. Allah has created them from light. وَمَنَحَهُمْ الْإِنْقِيَادَ التَّامَّ لِأَمْرِهِ. And He has given them the position of complete servitude, absolute servitude to His orders. They fulfill His orders and implement His commands. وَالْقُوَّةَ عَلَى تَنْفِيذِهِ. And Allah Ta'ala has graced upon them strength and abilities that enable them to carry out His orders. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. Allah the Most High has said, وَمَنْ عِنْدَهُ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِهِ وَلَا يَسْتَحْسِرُونَ. And those who are near Him, meaning the highest ranking of angels, they are not too arrogant to worship Him, nor do they tire from worshiping Him. يُسَبِّحُونَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ لَا يَفْتُرُونَ. They glorify, meaning they glorify Allah, night and day, and they do not tire. From Suratul Anbiya, the 19th and 20th verses. وَهُمْ عَدَدٌ كَثِيرٌ لَا يُحْصِيهِمْ إِلَّا اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. They are a large number of entities, the number of which are not known to anyone other than Allah the Most High. وَقَدْ ثَبَتَ فِي الصَّحِيحَيْنِ مِنْ حَدِيثِ أَنَسٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. And it has been authentically collected in the two authentic compilations of Al-Bukhari and Muslim from the report of Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, في قصة المعراج, as it relates to the story, the account of the night journey, أَنَّ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ رُفِعَ لَهُ الْبَيْتُ الْمَعْمُورُ فِي السَّمَاءِ. الْبَيْتُ الْمَعْمُورُ, one of the houses in the heavens that resembles our Kaaba, the Kaaba on this earth, that is for the angels to worship Allah Ta'ala in and around, in one of the heavens, يُصَلِّي فِيهِ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ سَبْعُونَ أَلْفْ مَلَكْ. There are 70,000 angels that pray inside of it each and every day. إِذَا خَرَجُوا لَمْ يَعُودُوا, should be إِذَا, not إِذْ. إِذَا خَرَجُوا لَمْ يَعُودُوا إِلَيْهِ آخَرَ مَا عَلَيْهِمْ. And once they come out of that building, they do not return to it ever again. So it's new groups of angels every day, 70,000 every single day, which means that the number of the angels must be vast beyond comprehension. وَالْإِيمَانُ بِالْمَلَائِكَةِ يَتَضَمَّنُ أَرْبَعَةَ أُمُورٍ. Belief in the angels includes four matters. الأول, the first matter. الإيمان بوجودهم, that is to believe in their existence. الثاني, the second matter. الإيمان بمن علمنا اسمه منهم باسمه كجبريل, to believe in those that have names that we know of, meaning through textual evidence, like the angel Jibreel. وَمَنْ لَمْ نَعْلَمْ اسْمَهُ نُؤْمِنُ بِهِمْ إِجْمَالًا. And those angels that we don't know the names of, we believe in them in a general way. We believe in them as angels without knowing their identities. الثَّالِثُ, the third matter that we have to believe in regarding the angels, الْإِيمَانُ بِمَا عَلِمْنَا مِنْ صِفَاتِهِمْ, to believe in the attributes they have that we know about. كَسِفَةِ جِبْرِيلِ, like the description of Jibreel. فَقَدْ أَخْبَرَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَنَّهُ رَآهُ عَلَى صِفَتِهِ أَلَّتِي خُلِقَ عَلَيْهَا. Because the Prophet, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, reported that he saw Jibreel in his original form that he was created upon. وَلَهُ سِتُّ مِئَةْ جُنَاحٍ. Sorry, وَلَهُ سِتُّ مِئَةْ جَنَاحٍ. What's the difference between junah and janah? لا حرج, لا جناح, لا حرج. Janah, wings. Aywa, he had 600 wings. قد سد الأفق, filling up the horizon. وقد يتحول الملك بأمر الله تعالى إلى هيئة رجل. And it could be the case that an angel shifts shapes by the order of Allah into the shape or appearance of a human being. كَمَا حَصَلَ لِجِبْرِيلَ حِينَ أَرْسَلَهُ تَعَالَى إِلَى مَرْيَمَ, as took place with Jibreel when Allah sent him to Maryam. فَتَمَثَّلَ لَهَا بَشَرًا سَوِيًّا, and he appeared to her in the form of a complete male. وَحِينَ جَاءَ إِلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَهُوَ جَالِسٌ فِي أَصْحَابِهِ, and when he came to the Prophet, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, whilst he was sitting with his companions. Meaning the Prophet was sitting with his companions and Jibreel came. جَاءَهُ بِصِفَةِ رَجُلٍ شَدِيدِ بَيَاضِ الثِّيَابِ, very bright white clothes. شَدِيدِ سَوَادِ الشَّعْرِ, having excessively dark hair. لَا يُرَى عَلَيْهِ أَثَرُ السَّفَرِ, there were no signs of traveling to be seen upon him. وَلَا يَعْرِفُهُ أَحَدٌ مِنَ الصَّحَابَةِ, and none of the companions knew of him. Meaning he wasn't known in the area to be a resident of the city, nor were there any signs of traveling upon him. فَجَلَسَ إِلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, so he sat up to the Prophet, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace. فَأَسْنَدَ رُكْبَتَيْهِ إِلَى رُكْبَتَيْهِ, and he put his knees right up to the knees of the Prophet. وَوَضَعَ كَفَّيْهِ عَلَى فَخِذَيْهِ, And he placed his palms upon his thighs, meaning with the very best of posture. وسأل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الإسلام. And he asked the Prophet, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, about Islam. والإيمان والإحسان. And about Iman, faith. And about Ihsan, the highest level of proficiency in one's faith. والساعة وأماراتها. And the last hour and its signs. فأجابه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. And so the Prophet, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, answered his questions. فانطلق. And then he went off. ثم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. And then the Prophet, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, said about him, هذا جبريل أتاكم يعلمكم دينكم. This was Jibreel. He came to you to teach you your religion. رواه مسلم. And this was collected by Al-Imam Muslim in his Sahih, authentic compilation of hadith. What's the point there from all of that? That Jibreel came. He was named by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as Jibreel, yet he was not in his original form. He was in the form of a man. وَكَذَلِكَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ الَّذِينَ أَرْسَلَهُمَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى إِلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. Similarly is the case of the angels whom Allah sent to Ibrahim, وَلُوطٍ, and as well to Lut. كَانُوا فِي سُورَةِ رِجَالٍ. They were in the shape of, appearing as men. الرَّابِعُ, the fourth matter we have to believe in, as we believe in angels. الْإِيمَانُ بِمَا عَلِمْنَا مِنْ أَعْمَالِهِمُ الَّتِي يَقُومُونَ بِهَا بِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. To believe in what we know of the duties and the actions that they perform by the order of Allah the Most High. كَتَسْبِيحِهِ, like their glorification of Him. وَتَعَبُّدِ لَهُ لَيْلًا وَنَهَارًا, and their worship of Him day and night. بِدُونِ مَلَلٍ وَلَا فُتُورٍ, without any tire or without any lapses. وَقَدْ يَكُونُ لِبَعْضِهِمْ أَعْمَالٌ خَاصَّةٌ, and some of them may have specific duties. مِثْلُ جِبْرِيلَ الْأَمِينِ, like Jibreel, the one entrusted, meaning عَلَى وَحْيِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, with the delivering of the revelation of Allah the Most High. يُرْسِلُهُ اللَّهُ بِهِ إِلَى الْأَنْبِيَاءِ وَالرُّسُلِ. Allah sent him with that revelation to the prophets and messengers. So Jibreel, we know about Jibreel, he has a name. We know about Jibreel some of his physical attributes. And we know about Jibreel his duties. We know these things about Jibreel specifically. وَمِثْلُ مِيكَائِيلَ الْمُوَكَّلُ بِالْقَطَرِ أي بِالْمَطَرِ وَالنَّبَاتِ. And like the angel named Mikael or Mikal, either one, the one who is entrusted with and given the responsibility of bringing the rain and bringing forth vegetation. So we know his name and we know about some of his duties. وَمِثْرُ إِسْرَافِيلُ الْمُوَكَّلُ بِالنَّفْخِ فِي السُّورِ. Like the angel named Israfil, who's been made responsible for blowing the horn, meaning to begin the events of the Day of Judgment. عِنْدَ قِيَامِ السَّاعَةِ, at the time of the establishment of the last hour. وَبَعْثِ الْخَلْقِ, and the resurrection of the people from their graves. وَمِثْرُ مَلَكِ الْمَوْتِ, and like the angel of death, as a name, meaning his name is مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ, the angel of death. الْمُوَكَّلِ بِقَبْضِ الْأَرْوَاحِ عِنْدَ الْمَوْتِ, the one who's been made accountable, the one who's been made responsible, not accountable. Why is there no accountability for angels? Because there's no test for them. There's no disobedience, so there's no accountability. But there is responsibility. They've been made responsible, but not accountable. And we are responsible and accountable. So the angels are responsible for duty. So here, the angel of death, the one responsible for taking the souls of the people at the times of their deaths. وَمِثْرُ مَالِكٍ, مَالِك, it's the name of the angel. الْمُوَكَّلْ بِالنَّارِ, the one responsible for, the chief angel responsible for the hellfire. وَهُوَ خَازِنُ النَّارِ, he's the caretaker of the fire, the main caretaker. And the hellfire has خَزَنَ, the hellfire has caretakers. Just like Malak al-Maut has a'wan. He has assistants as well. It's not just one angel that takes the soul, but there are many. And there is one chief angel responsible for taking the souls of the people. So we have names here, Malik. And some people say, based on what the scholars mention of the disliked nature of naming people with the names of angels, like Jibreel and Mikael and Israfil, then we come to the name Malik though. Malik. This is an exception. Why? Because we have Sahaba named Malik, we have Tabi'een named Malik, we have an Imam named Imam Malik ibn Anas, we have great figures throughout history with the name Malik. We have no opposition to that name Malik being held by the people, while it is the name of an angel. وَنَادَوْ يَا مَالِكُ لِيَقْضِي عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكَ. Yeah, they said, the people in the hellfire, oh Malik, right? The angel in charge of the hellfire. Let Allah do away with us. That's from Surah Az-Zukhruf, the 77th verse. So then he's named in the book of Allah with the name Malik, yet this is something the scholars have understood to be permissible, no problem at all, to be a name of the people as well. And Allah Ta'ala knows best. وَمِثْرُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ الْمُوَكَّلِينَ بِالْأَجِنَّةِ. Like the angels responsible for the fetuses, فِي الْأَرْحَامِ, in the wombs. إِذَا تَمَّ لِلْإِنسَانِ أَرْبَعَةُ أَشْهُرٍ فِي بَطْنِ أُمِّهِ. When a man completes a cycle of 4 months of development in the stomach of his mother, بَعَثَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ مَلَكًا وَأَمَرَهُ بِكَتْبِ رِزْقِهِ وَأَجَلِهِ وَعَمَلِهِ وَشَقِيٌّ أَمْ سَعِيدٌ. Then Allah sends an angel, and He orders that angel to write his provisions, his lifespan, his deeds, and whether he will be a person of misery, meaning in the hellfire forever, or sa'id, a person of bliss and joy in the paradise forever. وَمِثْلَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ الْمُوَكَّلِينَ بِحِفْظِ أَعْمَالِ بَنِي آدَمَ. And other angels are like those that are responsible for the recording of the actions of the descendants of Adam, human beings. وَكِتَابَتِهَا. They write them down. لِكُلِّ شَخْصٍ مَلَكَانِ. Each and every person has two angels. أَحَدُهُمَا عَنِ الْيَمِينِ. One of them on the right. وَالثَّانِي عَنِ الشِّمَالِ. The other on the left. وَمِثْلَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ الْمُوَكَّلِينَ بِسُؤَالِ الْمَيِّتِ إِذَا وُضِعَ فِي قَبْرِهِ. Angels like those who are made responsible to question the deceased when he is placed in his grave. يَأْتِيهِ مَلَكَانِ يَسْأَلَانِهِ عَنْ رَبِّهِ وَدِينِهِ وَنَبِيِّهِ. Two angels come and they ask the dead person about his Lord, his religion, and his prophet. Those two angels have names. What are they? Two angels that come to the grave and question the servants. Munkar and Nakir. Munkar and Nakir. Barakallahu fikum. Authentically established from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How many names do we have so far to summarize? Jibreel, Mikael, Israfil, Malakul Maut and Malik, 5. Munkar and Nakir, 6 and 7. Harut and Marut, number 8 and number 9, from Surah Al-Baqarah, with some ikhtilaf, with some differing, about whether they were Malakani or Malikani, whether they were two angels or two kings from the human beings of their time. According to the position that they were two angels, then they would be two more names, Harut and Marut. Naam. So we have 9 names so far, and some that we don't know the names of, like the ones that blow the souls into the wombs, and others. والإيمان بالملائكة يثمر ثمرات جليلة منها. And so believing in the angels produces some very magnificent benefits. There are some fruits. So here we've discussed already the names, descriptions, and duties of some of the angels. Not comprehensively, but with examples. Now we look at, well, what does that do for us? We are the servants of Allah from the human beings. What does it do for us to have these beliefs and to have them accurate and correct and with conviction, without doubt? What does it do for us? It gives us some fruits, some benefits. Al-Ula, the first one. Al-Ilmu bi'azamati Allahi Ta'ala. The first benefit is that we have knowledge of the greatness of Allah the Most High. Wa quwwatihi, and his strength, وَسُلْطَانِهِ and his authority, فَإِنَّ عَظَمَةَ الْمَخْلُوقِ مِنْ عَظَمَةِ الْخَالِقِ. Because any greatness that would be understood about the creation, that would be only something small, tiny, compared to the greatness of the Creator. الثانية, the second benefit. First one being, you're increased in your awe of Allah and His power, His authority, and those matters. Secondly, شُكْرُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى عَلَىٰ عِنَايَتِهِ بِبَنِي آدَمَ. Gratitude to Allah the Most High for the care that He has taken for the children of Adam, for the concern that He has for the human beings. حَيْثُ وَكَلَ مِنْ هَؤُلَاءِ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مَنْ يَقُومُ بِحِفْظِهِمْ. As He has dispatched and made some of those angels responsible for protecting the children of Adam. And we didn't mention the hifz and the nasr and the taking part of the angels in battles along with the believers. These kinds of things. Right? So we thank Allah Ta'ala for the presence of angels. Those that protect the human being. وَكِتَابَةِ أَعْمَالِهِمْ. And those who write His deeds. Meaning that you do a good deed and you hope for a reward from Allah, the angel preserves it and records it and it won't be lost. So you thank Allah Ta'ala for that. وَغَيْرَ ذَلِكَ مِنْ مَصَالِحِهِمْ. And other beneficial matters that they manage to accomplish. الثالثة, the third fruit, the third benefit of believing in the angels, مَحَبَّةُ الْمَلَائِكَ. The love of the angels. To love the angels. عَلَى مَا قَامُوا بِهِ مِنْ عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Because of what they accomplish of the worship of Allah, the Most High. To know how they worship Allah through submission and how they fulfill their duties, then a person loves them for their worship of Allah Ta'ala, as love and hatred for the sake of Allah are foundational matters in the religion. We worship Allah Ta'ala by loving Allah and by loving for the sake of Allah. So who do we love for the sake of Allah? We love His angels. We love His prophets. We love His messengers. We love those who single Him out with worship. We love them with a religious form of love and allegiance and loyalty. So therefore the angels are the first that enter into that generality. We love the angels because they are devout worshippers of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. They worship none except Him. And they are His special and chosen servants who fulfill His orders. We love them for their status. Now we go into a refutation, because the deen is refutations. The religion of Allah Ta'ala is known and made clear through refutations. وَقَدْ أَنْكَرَ قَوْمٌ مِنَ الزَّائِغِينَ كَوْنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ أَجْسَامًا. There are people of philosophy that have deviated and they believe that the angels are just lights. They're just beings of lights. They don't have real physical bodies. It stems off of old, ancient philosophy of Aristotle, Plato, and old philosophers. The likes of Ibn Sina and Al-Farabi. Those who claim to be from Islam and they try to adopt the views of the philosophers and bring them into Islam, they try to make a middle ground between polytheistic, chaotic philosophy and Islamic teachings. So they sought to bring it in. How did they do it? They tried to bring Aristotle's ideas into Islam. For example, like the belief of Ibn Sina, the one they call the famous Muslim doctor, and everyone's so proud of this famous Muslim doctor. He believed that Allah Ta'ala was an ambiguous light and power, having no presence in any specific place, just the strength and the good and the power of the universe. Angels are also beings of light that are connected to that main light. Prophets are people who see those lights and they interpret those lights to have meanings. And then they begin to speak with meanings that they believe is revelation from Allah. Right? And they gain that status of being able to interact with these esoteric light forms by being very pious people. And so then they begin to interpret light messages from these esoteric lights and interpret them into messages of revelation. So here we have people like Ibn Sina, Al-Farabi, and others. Their belief in Allah is that Allah is a general power in the universe. And that the angels are lights, esoteric lights that exist on a certain plane. and that the messengers are those who interpret those lights in a certain way, right? And the books of Revelation are those lights being interpreted. This is how deviant they are. And these are some of the people that some of the Muslims laud and say, the great scholar of the Muslims, Ibn Sina, and so on. This is what their actual beliefs are, trying to meld philosophy into al-Islam. We say Allahu Tabarak wa Ta'ala is al-Ahad, al-Samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad. He has a face, he has two hands, he has two eyes, he has the attributes that he has described himself with. He has azama and rahma, he has greatness, he has mercy, he is shadid al-iqab, the one whose punishment is severe, and so on. We don't believe he's something that is just behind the universe without having the attributes, the names and attributes that he has described himself with. So based on that idea, there are people, the Shaykh is mentioning here, who have deviated and they refuse to accept the angels as real beings. The angels are only, not only made of light, they are just lights themselves. They are just lights. They don't have a form or a shape or anything. Those lights can be connected with by prophets and interpreted to have revelation. Okay. وَقَالُوا إِنَّهُمْ عِبَارَ عَنْ قُوَى الْخَيْرِ الْكَامِنَةِ فِي الْمَخْلُوقَاتِ. And some people have believed that these angels are just representatives of the strength of goodness that is found within the creation. That's it. Angels are what? Just goodness. The feeling of goodness and the sense of goodness that exists in the creation. وَهَذَا تَكْذِيبٌ لِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. This is a rejection of the book of Allah, the Most High. وَسُنَّةِ رَسُولِهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. And it's a rejection of the sunnah of the messenger. May Allah raise his rank and grant him peace. وَإِجْمَاعِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And it's a rejection of the consensus of the Muslims. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. The refutation comes from the book of Allah. Allah the Most High has said, الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ فَاطِرِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. All praise is due to Allah, the creator, originator, the maker of the heavens and the earth. جَاعِلِ الْمَلَائِكَةِ رُسُولًا. He's the one who made the angels as messengers. أُولِي أَجْنِحَةٍ مَثْنَى وَثُلَاثَ وَرُبَاعَ. To be possessors of wings. They are beings that have wings. Some of them two wings, some of them three wings, some of them have four wings. And we know Jibreel has how many again? 600. 600 wings. So these are examples of the different numbers of wings that the angels have. Are these lights that have no form? If Allah has made them with wings, that's the question. Are they lights that don't have any form? Or are they actual entities that have shapes and have presences? Do the angels ever beat people?
Yes,
they do. قَالَ تَعَالَى وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذْ يَتَوَفَّى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الْمَلَائِكَةُ يَضْرِبُونَ وُجُوهَهُمْ وَأَدْبَارَهُمْ. If you could only see that when the disbelievers' souls are being taken, the angels are striking their faces and their backs. From Surah Al-Anfal, the 50th verse. وَلِعَذُ بِاللَّهِ. We seek Allah's protection. Do they have hands then? If they strike then, do they have hands? Or we should not go so far as to say that. What do you think? They strike, so do they have hands? Anyone know? Do they have hands? They do have hands. Allah Ta'ala says, look at the next verse. وَقَالَ وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذِ الظَّالِمُونَ فِي غَمَرَاتِ الْمَوْتِ. And if you could see the oppressive people in the stupors of death, at the very, you know, the drunkenness, the last stages of dying. وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ بَاسِطُ أَيْدِيهِمْ. The angels are extending their hands, saying, أَخْرِجُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Bring out your souls. So angels have hands. Are they esoteric lights? No, they are entities, beings that have shapes and forms, and they have hands. Do they have hearts? Do they have hearts? We would only know about their specific details if Allah told us. I think you know what's coming, right? وَقَالَ حَتَّى إِذَا فُزِّعَ عَنْ قُلُوبِهِمْ. The events of the Day of Judgment go on, the angels are even overtaken and in shock when the Day of Judgment is established. And when that shock is removed from their hearts, from the hearts of the angels, قَالُوا مَاذَا قَالَ رَبُّكُمْ. They say, what has your Lord said? قَالُوا الْحَقِّ. He has said the truth. وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْكَبِيرُ. And He is the Most High and the Greatest. That's the 23rd verse of Surah Saba. Well, let me give you one more verse describing angels as beings that do things. We have the statement of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, وَقَالَ فِي أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ, and he said about the people of paradise, وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يَدْخُلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ بَابٍ, the angels enter their abodes from every door. And they speak to them, سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِمَا صَبَرْتُمْ, peace upon you because of the patience that you have exercised. فَنِعْمَ عُقَبَ الدَّارِ, what a great abode this is. May Allah make us from the patient. See the effect of patience, that the angels enter upon you in palaces of paradise, saying, سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِمَا صَبَرْتُمْ, peace be upon you because of the patience you exercised. And patience, remember, is patience in resisting disobedience, patience in remaining firm upon obedience, and patience through calamities. Here are the angels entering. Do they love? Do they have emotions? They have hearts. They enter into the houses of the people of paradise giving salams. Can we say they love too? Can we describe them with emotions like love? In the hadith, وَفِي صَحِيحِ الْبُخَارِي, in the authentic compilation of Al-Imam Al-Bukhari, عَنْ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ, on the authority of Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه, أَنَّ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالَ, the Prophet, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, said, إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ الْعَبْدَ نَادَى جِبْرِيلَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ فُلَانًا فَأَحِبَّهُ, if Allah loves a servant, he calls out to Jibreel and he says, verily Allah loves so-and-so, mentioning him by name, so love him. Jibreel is commanded to love the one whom Allah loves. فَيُحِبُّهُ جِبْرِيلُ, so Jibreel then loves him. فَيُنَادِي جِبْرِيلُ فِي أَهْلِ السَّمَاءِ, then Jibreel calls out amongst the occupants of the heavens, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ فُلَانًا فَأَحِبُّهُ, verily Allah loves this person by name, so all of you are commanded to love him. فَيُحِبَّهُ أَهْلُ السَّمَاءِ, so then the occupants of the heavens all love him. ثُمَّ يُوضَعُ لَهُ الْقَبُولُ فِي الْأَرْضِ, then acceptance is laid down for him upon earth. وَفِيهِ أَيْضًا عَنْهُ قَالَ, and also from him, that's from Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, إِذَا كَانَ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ كَانَ عَلَى كُلِّ بَابٍ مِّنْ أَبْوَابِ الْمَسْجِدِ الْمَلَائِكَ, at the time of the day of Jumu'ah, there is at the gates or at the doors of the masjids, angels. يَكْتُبُونَ الْأَوَّلَ فَالْأَوَّلَ, writing down those who come first and then those who come after them. فَإِذَا جَلَسَ الْإِمَامُ طَوُّ الصُّحُفِ, when the imam sits down, meaning he gives the salams and sits upon the minbar, they roll up the scrolls, وَجَاءُوا يَسْتَمِعُونَ الذِّكْرِ, and then they enter into the masjid to listen to the dhikr, the remembrance. The dhikr is what? إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ فَاسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, when the call is made on the day of Jumu'ah, then rush to the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah. This is the dhikr that they come in and listen to. So from the special interactions of the angels with us, is that they listen. They write, of course. They write names and they listen to the khutbah on the day of Jummah. We would have no way of knowing that unless our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us. وَهَذِهِ النُّسُوسُ صَرِيحَةٌ فِي أَنَّ الْمَلَائِكَةَ أَجْسَامٌ لَا قُوَّ مَعْنَوِيَّةٌ, these evidences, these textual evidences are very clear, explicitly clear, in that the angels have bodies. They have actual physical presences. They are not just some allegorical powers, some kind of, you know, figurative powers or strengths. No. كَمَا قَالَ الزَّائِغُونَ, like those deviant people claim, وَعَلَى مُقْتَضَى هَذِهِ النُّسُوسِ أَجْمَعُ الْمُسْلِمُونَ, and based on the evidence found in these textual evidences, the Muslims have all agreed to affirm these descriptions for the angels and to understand them as beings with actual presences, with shapes and bodies and so on. And this is what Allah Ta'ala has made easy for us to come together and study. هذا والله أعلم, and Allah, the Most High, He knows best. وصلى اللهم وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.